Hi und herzlich willkommen hier zum Erfolgsstrategie-Podcast, deinem Podcast für Money, Mindset und den Weg in ein cooles und geniales Business. Ich bin Dr. Mareike Bruns, Money, Mindset und Business Coach für Selbstständige und solche, die es werden wollen, und freue mich wieder riesig, dass du in diese Folge eingeschaltet hast. Ihr Lieben, ich bin einem Impuls gefolgt und habe das erste Mal ein Gruppencoaching auf Englisch gemacht und gegeben und wollte das unbedingt mal ausprobieren. Und ihr wisst ja, oder vielleicht auch nicht, dass ich im privaten Bereich super viel Englisch spreche und auch viele internationale Freunde habe, aber das irgendwie in meinem Business noch nicht so übertragen habe. Und ich wollte das einfach super gerne mal machen, ausprobieren, sehen, wie sich das so weiterentwickelt, und habe ein paar internationale Gäste eingeladen, die Lust hatten auf einen Gruppen-Coaching-Call, und habe das einfach mal gemacht und den auch gleichzeitig aufgenommen. Und das Ergebnis dieses englischen Calls, das bekommt ihr heute im Podcast und natürlich auch für alle tollen Leute, die in diesem Call dabei waren oder aufgrund der verschiedenen Zeitzonen den Call nicht dabei sein konnten. Für all die ist natürlich auch diese Aufzeichnung da, denn ich hatte Interessenten aus Amerika, UK, Australien, irgendwo haben wir uns dann mit den Zeiten nicht mehr treffen können, und genau dafür ist auch diese Aufnahme da. Das Thema ist, wie du mit deiner persönlichen Frequenz und Vibe Geld kreierst, wie du das mit der Co-Kreation mit dem Universum tust und deine jetzige finanzielle Situation auf einer Frequenzebene verlässt und in eine neue Frequenzebene eintauchst. All das sind die Themen des Calls, und ich wünsche euch ganz viel Spaß, diesmal mit einem englischen Call, und lade euch gleichzeitig ganz herzlich zum Wealthy Woman Programm ein. Ihr wisst, das startet ab dem 15. April. Die Bonusmodule sind jetzt alle für euch freigeschaltet. Ihr könnt sofort mit dem Programm starten. Und Leute, die Bonusmodule haben es wirklich, wirklich, wirklich in sich. Also die sind schon krass vom Content, und ja, ihr wisst, ich habe sie auf Fuerteventura aufgenommen, also die Energie ist cool, es ist mega genial, und für alle die sich erlauben wollen, das Geld zu verdienen, was sie wirklich verdienen wollen, die Bock haben auf eine Transformation von sich und damit auch von ihrem Business, für all die ist dieses Programm genau das Goldrichtige. Okay? Alle Infos wie immer in den Shownotes, und jetzt geht es los mit dem englischen Call. And for all my English listeners and participants today, thank you so much for listening to the today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoy the today's episode, and if you have interest in my work or want to listen to further English content from me, please don't hesitate to ask me. And you find all the possibilities to contact me in the show notes. So I'm happy to hear from you. And now enjoy the podcast episode. So cool that you are all here to my first English group experience. I'm very happy to welcome you. And today's topic is how to create money with your frequency and in co-creation with the universe. The first thing I want to start with you is that I just want to ask you, what's the origin of all of the things you see just around you right at the moment? Like nothing special, like the pictures in my room here, or I see the a couch there in the background, or your headphones. What's the origin of all these physical things you see right now in your actual reality and environment? So the first answer here, and this is actually what I want to refer to in that call, is a thought. And that's actually the 100% right answer. It's a thought. It's definitely, and in the smallest part of everything, it's a thought. And let me go a bit deeper into that. So when we create our reality, we have the following circle. It's a thought, which creates an emotion,
the emotion which creates an action, and the action which creates a result, and the result which is actually proving the original thought. So, and in this circle, like with the pictures here in my background, it's a very easy example. I had the thought it should be more beautiful in my background. This could be done with some pictures. I had all those pictures here. So I went through the internet, looked for some pictures, whatever. I found this beautiful Bible quote. And it gave me the feeling of it's more beautiful. And it looks more professional in my background. And then I started the action. I bought them. I put them on the wall. I had the result, which looks now beautiful. It makes a good feeling, great. And my thought is just proved. And the good thing about that is that exactly this process and that cycle creates our financial reality. This cycle creates not only our financial reality, but all of our results in our life, right? So, and the today's topic is money and for your financial current financial circumstances. So, let me refer now only to the example of money. So, this circle actually is also creating your financial reality. So, when you want to go out of this, you have to change the origin, your thoughts. And the thing about money is that money, so of course you have to change your thoughts around money and beliefs about money and so on. But also the funny fact about money is that money is actually only a byproduct of fun. It always follows your joy. Because people follow you when you are an excited person, when you are happy with what you're doing, especially when you are a mentor, a coach, a teacher, whatever. The people buy something from you. They follow you when they feel your joy and excitement in what you're doing. I would say even that all the structural things and the business strategy, which is, of course, an important part, but all that is definitely overwhelmed or hidden away by your excitement and by your joy, what you're doing. So money actually, of course, is a product of your thoughts around money and fears and habits and whatever. We go deeper into that in this call. But it is a byproduct of your fun and your joy and excitement. And this is beautiful because you actually just have to follow what makes you fun. And you just have to follow your current desires to meet your financial dreams, right? And this is something so beautiful and such a beautiful fact, actually, because it's so easy then to make money. Right. Great. So now let's turn back to money. So at the end of the day, it's all about our feelings around money and the thoughts we have about that. So the core thing about everything, how we create our environment, it is our feelings or are our feelings. Why? Because we create and we attract things in our life with our frequency and with our vibration. So everything in our environment, as the pictures there, the example I had there, have a certain kind of vibration. So they are vibrating at a certain level. It's like the pictures there, it's like the little angel I have here on my desk. It's like the pen I have here. Everything is vibrating on a certain level. So you as a person actually are then also vibrating on a certain level. And the cool thing about that is that you can just change your frequency and your vibration. you can change that. And this is so cool. And you can change that with actually one core element, your feelings. And I would say, so as I'm now a coach for nearly 3 years, I would say there are two core elements, thoughts and feelings. Like the circle, the two first parts of the circle, thoughts and feelings around anything, which create your reality, or in this call, your financial reality. So always when you have a financial topic, come back to your thoughts, and your feelings, right? Because you can change your personal vibration with your thoughts and your feelings. And this is something beautiful, because you can define yourself every day in a new way. You can create and uncreate yourself as you want, with the power of your thoughts and your feelings. Okay, so this being said, what do we have to do now to change that? Because if it is that easy, why does not every person do that? I mean, you know, it's that easy. I just change my thoughts and that's it. So, and I think what we have to do now, to circle back to this, there's a very good comment on that. It's the lack of awareness. It's ignorance. It's lack of awareness. And that's it. So when we want to change our current financial reality, it's important that we change our awareness and our consciousness to the thoughts we have regarding business, or regarding our job, or regarding money, to change it and to be aware of what we think. And I think this is also the most important point of the whole story, living by the end. Assume that you already are what you want to be, and make decisions from the person you want to be, and not decisions from the person you are right now. Because if you make decisions from the perspective of the person you are right now, you just create your past into the future. But if you want to have another future, and there are millions, actually infinite possibilities of your future you can create, it's important that you do you choose one of these realities and make decisions from this reality you want, to create the future you actually want, to be the person. Okay, we come back to this in a minute. I want to go back now to the point of awareness and consciousness. When we are aware that the result, the actual financial result we have at the moment, is just a result of our past imaginations, we see what a big impact our imaginations have on our reality, because we created it with it, right? So if we want to make sure that we have another financial future, it's super important to use the most powerful tool you have, your imagination, to create the consciousness for a new financial future. Neville Goddard, in his book, The Power of Awareness, says, your imagination is Christ in you. And I think this is such a powerful sentence, because when Christ is in me, all those things of awareness, consciousness, and so on, is nothing what comes from the outside, but what comes from the inside. So when you want to change your financial reality, the first thing that has to change is you. And you inside, You first create the person you want to be, the business owner you want to be, the entrepreneur you want to be, the money owner you want to be, whatever. You first create this person inside. And another sentence from Neville Goddard's book, The Power of Awareness, which I want to bring here, is that God in action, that the universe in action, is just you being still. And to come back to this awareness, when you are still and you are in a meditative mode and your spirit, your own thoughts are quiet, and you are in a state of like nothing, like your pure awareness. It's just you. You and your consciousness. And even you just notice your body, but you are just in that present moment. Because when you want to create a new picture and you want to live by this picture, it's super important that you become still, be in this new imagination you want to have, and let source create the rest of it. So when you are still, you come down, you have no thoughts, and then create your new image, which is Christ in you. This is an absolute brilliant sentence, I think, and this power. You build this imagination. And in that moment where you're in this imagination and you absorb it, you really swim in it, you take a bath in your imagination, that your current reality, when you are come back to reality, because we all have, right? We can't sit 24 hours in our bed and be still, but that the current reality seems to be surreal because you're so deeply into your imagine state of what you want to be and who you already are. And this is a really powerful tool, actually, to teach your own and your own awareness and your consciousness. Be still and use Christ in you. Be still and let source then create. Because what happens then, and this is what I mean with source then create, what happens then is that in that moment where where there's maybe some distraction or you have to go, daily life, whatever, in that moment, universe, the source, is picking up your picture and creates in the background and does all the things you want to do. You want to have, sorry. And it's done. Let me come back to this picture and this imagination and the power of it and all of the things you want to attract with that. When you start to really take a bath in this picture, to be the picture, what you do in the same moment is to reprogram your subconscious mind with that picture. And your subconscious mind is extremely powerful in way of attraction, right? So we only do 5% of all of our 5% of all of our decisions with our consciousness. And 95% with our subconscious mind. So when this is actually the truth, it's so important that we do this exercise, that we are still and that we reorganize our thoughts so that we can, with the reorganization of our thoughts, reprogram our subconscious mind to really attract automatically the results we want to have in our life. let's go. So I think this be still, Christ is the imagination, Christ in you is imagination, and the powerful tool that we have in us, because we have to be the person before we can attract it in our life. I think this should be clear. So what is now the next point when we go back into the reality, which actually is now that now surreal to us because we are so deeply into that picture? The first thing is, circle as often as you can back to the picture you have in mind. Act like the person, talk like the person, dress yourself like the person, be the person. And ask you in every situation, what would this person do right now? What are her dreams? What are his dreams? What does she do? How does her morning routine look like? And so on. Be her. Be more in the imagination than in the reality. And what you also do then is be a conscious observer of your thoughts. Because the thoughts we have during the whole day shows us where our patterns are and the stories we tell ourselves are that holds us actually back. Because when we go to the first origin, which we had in the first minute of this call, we have a thought, we have a feeling, and we have an action and a result. Then the only thing which is holding us back from our dream and the reality where I am is just a story we tell ourselves. It's just a bullshit story. And when we are back in all our daily things and whatever, be conscious, be the conscious observer of your thoughts and recognize what you think the whole day and what thought patterns are the patterns that holds you back. And the question, are these thoughts really your thoughts? I have an example for this. So it's a really small and tiny example, but it shows that even the tiniest thought can have such a big impact in our life. Okay, so what I did with where I first came across with all that stuff and so on, what I did was a conscious day. I woke up and I did everything so super conscious. I realized, okay, first I take my left foot to come out of the bed, then I take the right, I go to the bath. Why go to the bath? Okay, because I have to pee. And why do I take a shower now? Because I want, okay. So super with everything I did. And then the following situation. So the first thing I do in the morning next to sports routines, whatever, is to make tea. I drink every day, I think 3 to 4 liters of tea, right? And I was at my cupboard and I wanted to get my tea. And I asked myself, why the hell am I drinking this tea? It was, I had enough money for every tea I want. Why am I drinking this tea? It's the cheapest tea you could get in every supermarket, like a 55 cent tea. And it always tastes like 55 cent tea. And I was really wondering, why do I take this? And I just observe my thoughts. And the result were two things. First of all, I thought I drink 3 to 4 liter tea. I mean, that could be costs, yeah, when I would just take the tea I really, really want and not the 55 cent tea, right? Oh my God, I can't do that. And the second thing was that I am from the northern part of Germany and now I'm living in Munich, but I'm from the northern part, and there it is very common only to drink black tea. So you buy the best black tea you can buy, but all the other tea is actually nobody drinks it there. So when you have some fruit tea or whatever, you just have the cheapest one you can get because you just have one in the storage and that's it. And I But I don't like actually this black tea that much, or especially here in the southern region, because of the water doesn't taste that well. But I just recognized that I took the pattern of my parents and my grandparents regarding all other tea sorts and things, and just took them and drank all the time for years a 55 cent tea, because I thought it's, first of all, I'm not valuable to I have not the value to buy the expensive tea I really want. And it was the pattern of my grandparents. And then after recognizing this little example, I go through my closets and just throw away t-shirts, whatever, when did all the stuff. And I went back to my business. Where do I have 55 cent clients? Because I think it's not my value. Where do I have 55 cent people who work with me? Where do I have 55 cent procedures all around my billing stuff and whatever? And it was this day where I changed actually so I use EloPage for my online courses and did not any workaround to avoid costs. It was that day where I decided, okay, I get a personal coach for something because I want to go ahead and it's my value. I can do that. And it was just because I was super conscious with my thought and recognized the tea example, which is ridiculous actually. But I just saw that I have this 55 cent examples everywhere in my life. And then I circled back because I was taught by my parents, don't give so much money for something, right? Do it by yourself, whatever. And this is not a bad thing because that works for them, but this is not what something would work for me, right? So this is what I mean with when we are out of this moment and we are in our reality, look where all the thoughts are. And these are the tiny ones. It's so often that are this little tiny thoughts and not the big thing, and the tiny thoughts adding up to a big thing. It's always your small decision you make every day, which adds then up to a big thing. It's like the six pack in the gym. You get a six pack because you train every day, and or three times a week or whatever, but not because you're going there once. It's always the little decisions. And then look where you made all of this 55 cent decisions, right? Okay, great. So let me give you a little summary of what we what we talked about today. So we have this origin, cycle, which creates actually our results. It's thought, emotion, action, result, and proof, belief, right? And out of that, it's important to have a new thought. When we want to implement a new thought in our mind, it's important to be still, to absorb the new thought, and as a second core element, which actually creates our vibration, is take a bath in this new feeling, create this new feeling and be still. And when you are back in the reality, which now seems to be surreal because you are so deep in your picture, be careful with your thoughts and be a conscious observer, because all these thoughts are creating your reality, right? And be aware of all the thoughts you have, because the little and tiniest thoughts can have the biggest impact on your life. It's just the 55 cent tea in your cover, which you recognize. So, and there, for the summary, I have some quick or let's say a quick list to or a checklist just to go through when you're maybe out for, especially when you want to create money. So the first thing is, make sure in the first place, because we want to change our thoughts in the first place, make always sure what you want and why. And be aware of the fact that what you want is already done. It's there. the creation of that already exists. It's nothing what just the universe has to produce or whatever. Everything is there. Every resource, everything what you need for that is already there. It's done. So ask what you want and then make sure that you know that it's already done. Second thing is that you train now your subconscious mind with what you want. So because your subconscious mind is so deeply attracting things to you, that train your subconscious mind with being still and get the image. For that, also train your awareness. Be aware of your thoughts, be a conscious observer of your thoughts so that your subconscious mind only gets new information and not the old ones. Pretty important. And then, as we know from step one, that the creation is already done and it's always ready to incarnate in our life, always, like not in a few months, always right now. Be aware of that, that you have to feel the feelings of the wish fulfilled right now. Be aware of that, that you are this person right now. There is a difference between I think and act like the person, which is, of course, which is a good thing, but let me explain that in a minute, and be the person. This is the difference between I look mentally on a thing and I am spiritually becoming a thing or a person in that relationship, right? We be the person, and from the place of being the person, act like her and do things like her. It's not like I am my old self and now I'm doing things whatever. It's like I am the person. It's not that I have to think and make a pro and contra list and whatever. I am the person and I act like her. I am it. I own it, right? And why can we do this? Because creation is already done. So feel the feelings and become spiritually, on a spiritual basis, this person. The fourth step is take aligned actions as the person you want to be. So this is a thing I often recognize in coachings, that all the people feel the feelings and so on, but then take aligned actions, and these actions are fun. And this is the point I said before. Money is a byproduct of fun. People feel your enthusiasm and they feel how excited you are about what you're doing. So take aligned action and let this aligned action be fun, because we have fun and excitement as our personal guardian angel, when you want to say it like this, because this excitement and fun you feel is no coincidence. The universe, God, put your excitement and your joy in you, because this should lead you to what you are meant to be here on this world, right? So follow that. This is your path of success, your joy, your personal desire right now. And the last thing about all these things, and I know we can talk about hours about that. I mean, there are so many other things like faith, attention, subjective control, and so on. But let me say one thing for a practical manner, because I see it so often with my clients. Stop controlling things you can't control. In all that process, we're then trying to be the universe and to make it happen by ourselves. But the one thing we have to know here is that Source is creating them with the vibration we are sending out. It's not us. It's not an action we do or whatever. It's Source. It's the universe doing the rest. And it's not us controlling results we actually can't control. It's us to, when we want to start to control or whatever, it's us to circle back and say, I surrender in that moment. And when I start to surrender, I even surrender a bit more, because universe does the rest. And when you start to control yourself and your results and whatever, make sure that you, instead of controlling, love yourself a bit more. And love you and your inner being and whatever. Love yourself just a bit more. And stop controlling, because when you start to control results you can't control, you get depressed and it's frustrating and it's uncool and whatever. So be aware that you just love yourself a bit more and surrender a bit more and trust a bit more in the universe, and this is this big fat power the universe have. Because what you want and you wish is just a little drop in the ocean for the universe. Okay, so I hope that helps. And this was my input for today, for your financial results. And the last sentence is dream big, because all the rest is creating drama. Right, so I hope you enjoyed it, and oh, there's some thumbs up, great. I hope you enjoyed it, and I would be happy, when there are one or two questions or whatever, I would love to answer them, and if not, it's also okay. So please don't hesitate to ask.
So the question was, what are your personal favorite money miracles or miracle stories in general in your personal and in your client's life?
So let me tell you four, because that are my four favorites, and two are in terms of money, and two are recognizing that it's not about the money, right? So it's never actually, it's never about the money, but let me give four examples. Example number one is one of my personal life. So where I started with my own business, I was like this. Oh, now I have my own little business and I'll make some sales. And my first year as an entrepreneur was, I think I had 2,000 euro in sales. It was like, just a bit making here, just a bit making there. And I had my job, which was actually my comfort zone, right? Because I get money from that. And I told myself beautiful stories that this job is actually okay. And blah, 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 blah. So, and then I made a decision and said, okay, no, stop that. Because I don't want to tell myself any bullshit stories anymore. This job, yeah, it's okay, but I'm not available. I'm not a vibrational match for okay. I'm a vibrational match for hello party. This is life. Okay. And so I said, I make a decision and I want to go out of this job. And then I, of course, I said, okay, with the sales I do at the moment, maybe not the best thing. And then I decided to make a coaching. This was actually the same thing with the tea example I made before. And I actually switched from 800 to 1,000 euros a month. So I upgraded myself. So I had actually between 100 and 1,000. It was very fluctuating, actually. I changed directly to 5,000 to 7,500 euro per month. And this, there was 1 month in between, right? I started the business coaching. And it's not the business coaching made this results. It's my final decision and a decision that is not removable, right? It was like, here's the decision. And no matter what happens, I now will earn the money. And it was in within 1 month, and I did the coaching, and with the coaching, I decided there will be no other results. I will do everything what my coach says. I will do everything. And then I will, it must be happened because I had to. And the most beautiful thing about that story is that I was during my PhD at the end time, So this is for all people doing a PhD. This is a lot of work at the end time. And I did it. And actually the results just came to me. And the clients came to me. And it was just what I recognized there the first time. Only a story I tell myself and my own value. So this was the first miracle. I will never forget that, because then it just went up, right? And now I'm making every month 5-figure month, right? It's beautiful and it's great. And now I'm just scaling up and look for the next story I tell myself, right? We do together, do the new results. Okay. So this was the first thing. The second thing was a client of mine, actually the same story, deciding that she is, she wants to have other results. She booked the coaching. It was a 9,800 euro coaching of mine. She booked it, and 3 days afterwards, she had the whole amount in back with her own business, because she changed her vibration immediately. And she said, I was connected to your energy. This is actually in coaching, the interesting thing, you just connect to the energy of the coach and boom. I didn't talk to her. I didn't know her before, actually. She called me and said, hey, I want to be in that coaching program. Can you just sign me in? I said, yes, of course. I'm happy. I do not know you, but you're welcome. I felt the attitude was good. I didn't talk to her, actually. Only the call. And within 3 days, she had the money back, because she also made this decision and wasn't this energy. I think no one can explain this with any marketing rules or whatever. You can't explain that. And this is a crazy thing. I have another client who's already working with me for a very long time. And I love her very much. She's very, very cool, and she has great results. And she was also applying all the rules we had for money and business and so on for her personal life. And she lost her period 3 years before. And she was, one point I always stretch in my coachings is that when you are a female person, please live your female power, because this is endless and beautiful. And you as a female and wonderful woman being have such an intuitive power. Please use it. And I said to her, okay, this is the point, of course, for being a woman, having your period. And we are going through. So every time you feel something in your stomach or whatever, just tell me, we take this. So I wonder when your period would come back in during this coaching, right? And from now to then, she always wrote me, hey, I feel something. And I said, great, just be thankful for it and whatever. And after 1 year, under tears, she wrote me a voice message and telling me that her period is now back, and she got her period, and she is back in her femaleness and so on. And this actually is one thing where I wanted to say, it's never about money. It's about moments you create and about vibration and all what is. So money is a thing, or this money mindset or whatever is a thing, which is one part, but I love to see it as a whole thing. And money is just always a byproduct of this whole thing, because where she got this period back, I was in tears. I cried. I was so in tears, and she was also in tears. And this makes something with your personal vibration and your personal joy and all the other things come just like a magnet into your life. Also money. And I had the same thing with a client of mine who actually bought some online courses of mine. And I'm honest, I cried. And she told me, my 3-year-old girl came the first time to me out of a sudden in the kitchen and said to me, Mom, I love you. I just love you because you're my mom. And her daughter never did that before. And I cried. And she says, I just stand there and cry, because I changed not only the vibration of my money, but my whole vibration, which makes money possible. Money follows joy. Money follows your excitement. And all the other things are co-creating. And then there is this powerful vibration of love, which is the most powerful vibration we have.
there's also enlightenment, but let's take love, okay? Because this is where we can get where we can feel better about it.
And this little child never said it to her mom and just said, I love you. And this is creating more joy and more money actually within, because it's never about the money. It's just about the stories we tell us and how much love and service we give into the world. And that are the four stars. That was pretty long right now, but anyway, I love that stories. Yeah. And I have thousands of others, but that were the first ones. Yeah. Do you have another question? Yay. Celebrating emojis. Yay.
So the next question was that a person is investing in herself and she was or felt a bit uncomfortable because at the end of the month she always has had to look where the money comes from to buy all the bills for her personal investment and coachings and so on. And she was asking how to leave this feeling or this habit of always stretching herself and looking for the money and so on and so on, and be in the feeling of the money is always there and I can easily pay my bills. And here's the answer.
That's actually very easy to answer. It's your feeling. It's your feeling. And what you should do at that moment is to, what I said before, be still and change the feeling of I have already the money. Because what you are doing now is creating a pattern which is actually uncool, and the pattern you do not want. And now you're with asking the question, you strengthen the pattern. So circle back and go to which pattern do I want to have? It's like I have the money before. Now you have a pattern. Oh, I am giving more money than I have. I know that I have to invest myself into myself before I get the results or whatever, but I'm stretching and I always have to look, okay, where comes the money from? Where can I lend it? Blah, blah, blah. And this is now creating a pattern you actually don't want. So the first thing is be still, be very still, and ask yourself, how do I want to have it? And what's the feeling behind it? So how would it feel if the money would always be there before you buy something? How would it feel if you if money just flows into your life like a river? My favorite example is the Eisbach River here in Munich, in the English Garden, right? Like the ducks on the river here in the Eisbach, they are just going with the flow, and think about it like that. Think about like how would it be, and absorb this feeling. And every time there is a doubt, just go back to this feeling. It's all about that feelings, right? So one example, what I did where I was last week, I was on Fuerteventura and I had a 4.5 hours flight. And what I did during the flight was only think about how I wanted to have. And one day later, there was the next one-to-one book booking for my coachings. Right? Because I always absorb this feeling. And the second thing is, when you say, I have to stretch myself, strengthen your own awareness and your belief in yourself that you are able to create the money. Because often I see that people are just like, oh my God, I have to ask this person, this person, this person, this person for money. But they don't have the idea that they are able to do it by themselves, and that they are able to create money with their own doing and what they can do and whatever. So it's important that you strengthen your belief in yourself that you are able to create money with your own power, and you do not have to ask any questions to people to get money, because what you do that now is you give other people's much power about you, whatever. I mean, it's totally okay. I also asked for money or whatever in the beginning, but then I made the decision that was the first time, and now I'm creating the money by myself. And and do all the stuff. There's nothing. It's all about the intention, you know. There's nothing wrong about asking somebody or bank or credit or whatever. There's nothing wrong, but it's the intention. It's like, do I do this with the intention of, or from a place of fear, doubt, and oh my God, is this all going to happen? Or do I do it from a place from I take the money because I want to raise myself, I want to make my own business, and I do it now. And this is how I started with this lent money. It was from a place of excitement, and I can do it, and I do it, and that's it, and go for it. So make yourself aware of your own thoughts there.
So, and the last question of the call was that a person experienced times with much money and money flows and it's cool, and then times with no money. So there is no constant money flow, but this times with more money and less money. And now she was thinking about the laws of the universe and how she actually created this periods. And this is my answer to the question.
I definitely know what you mean. I know exactly that feeling and how that can appear. So I call exactly this phenomenon periodical luck. And this so it's like a sinus curve, right? It's going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And what happens in this up and downs is the following. So we're up and there is so much money and we're in the mindset and we're in the mood and everything is fine and blah, blah, blah. And then we sometimes tend to stop studying in that moment, studying the material, being in the why, be aware of where we want to go, be aware of whatever, right? Be aware of whatever we can achieve here. Do not think about our next goal. And we're just here and joy and enjoyment is no bad thing at that moment. But there are these moments where we stop. And when we stop, there is place for some doubts and some negative emotions and whatever. And this thought leads to the next thought and leads to the next thought and leads to the next thought. And we don't recognize it at the top here because there is this time thing. So we don't get it, things immediately. There is just a little time delay in what we are asking for, right? A little, maybe sometimes that are seconds, sometimes that are years. We don't know that, but there is a little time delay. And because here you have this thoughts, you create and that moment results here. And this is always when we stop studying the material and do not, I call it mindset gym. And do not mindset gym when we are here in the space, in the place above. So when people in my coachings have big successes, the thing I tell them first is do mindset fitness studio. Oh, that was the German word. I'm so sorry. Do German mindset gym right now. Because then you could come back here in the spiral. And why? Why then do we get back to this point again? Because when we are here, then we're looking, okay, what did I learn at Mareike? What did I learn in that coaching? What did I learn in this coaching? What did I learn in this coaching? Our life goes higher and higher and higher, and then we have a new peak. And then on the new peak, we stop studying, blah, 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 and then we are just here in the thing, right? So to have this great, all the good results is do the work. Say it like this in a relationship. I think this is a good example too. So you have a relationship with money, right? How do you treat money when it comes to you? Like, do you throw it out of the window or do you say, hello, my friend, good that you're here, right? And it's also like manifesting a relationship. It's not about having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife or whatever, because then you're on the peak. It's then studying again and work again on the relationship and make things happen, right? Okay, great. Thank you, Sylvia.
I'm sorry, just continue. Okay, I'm going to write you.
Yeah.
Okay, see you. Bye. Okay,
bye. So it's the work on the relationship you do, right? It does not stop with manifesting the relationship. Then there is the next work to do and the next thing and the next thing, because when you manifest the work, the relationship, you know what I mean? Okay, great. You got the point. You're thinking. That's it. This is unfortunately often the thing when we have a big success and then we say, oh, now I have everything. And if that's not, now study. Please don't stop to study, because then otherwise you creating this, and this is always, yeah. So, but in my case, actually, so as I said, I have constantly five-figure month, constantly. And I know that no matter what happens, I have always five-figure months. This is so deeply in my subconscious mind. But that this is so deeply in my subconscious mind is a result of always setting new goals and achieving these new goals. When I would say, oh, yeah, five-figure months are wonderful, I would circle back. But now I say, no, I want to have a new result and go back.
Ihr Lieben, das war die heutige Podcast-Folge. Ich hoffe, sie hat euch gefallen und ihr konntet einiges draus mitnehmen. Ich freue mich auf alle, die im Wealthy Woman dabei sind. Denkt dran, ab dem 15.04. geht's los. Bonusmodule sind jetzt schon für euch freigeschaltet und alle Informationen findet ihr in den Shownotes. Genau. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being part of this today's podcast episode. And if you're interested in my work, you find all necessary information to contact me in the show notes. And I wish you a very happy day today. Und jetzt wieder auf Deutsch. Egal, wo du gerade dran bist und egal, was du gerade machst, ich wünsche dir unendlich viel Erfolg dabei. Ganz viel Spaß. Bleib unbedingt dran. Alles Liebe. Deine Mareike.